Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, in breaking news this evening, a resolution to capacity issues at Little Angel School in Letterkenny has been found. A man who killed a nine-year-old boy in a hit-and-run in Donegal has been jailed today for 5 years. The fire service continues to battle a gorse fire in Kerrykeel, and it's emerged that Donegal received the joint lowest amount in the latest tranche of funding from the tenant in situ scheme. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Mark Gallagher, followed by Nuked with Colm Ferter. First in news, it's a huge day for the parents of Little Angel School in Letterkenny as a resolution to capacity issues at the new school has been found. Up to 10 pupils were told that they wouldn't have a place at the new state-of-the-art building come September as it was too small. Junior Minister with responsibility for special education and inclusion, Michael Moynihan, has confirmed today that in agreement with the HSE, 4 modular classrooms will be used to accommodate all pupils. There has been an ongoing campaign to find a resolution since news first broke in February of the capacity issue. Aoife Dorrian, who is part of the Don't Forget Our Little Angels for September 2025 campaign group, says it's a huge relief for parents today.
To be honest, Michaela, I think we're just in total disbelief because we really weren't expecting it today. We were expecting to go ahead with Sunday's protest. We're just all just so relieved and just so thankful that it's all over, to be honest.
And it's a huge relief for yourself. You've been central to this campaign. Do you accept now the proposal that the modular classrooms will be used?
Yeah, like 100%. This is one of the things that we've put forward to the TDs the first time we met them over 7 weeks ago. We'll accept the modulars, but like that there, we did say to Minister Moynihan that obviously this is the short-term plan. Now we need to sit down and look at the long-term plan moving forward, because obviously that is just to get the kids in this year, but it's not going to be suitable moving forward for the other kids coming after us.
And it shows as well, once you make your voices heard, that you can find a resolution.
100%. It was a fight that was constant day and night for the last 8 weeks, and it took a lot out of our families, and it took a lot out of our kids and ourselves. But it definitely shows that when you come together as a group of parents and a group of mums, that anything really is possible when you put your mind to it.
Councillor Cian Brogan, while welcoming the news, says the focus must shift now to develop a long-term plan to ensure all children with additional educational needs have a school place.
Fairness to the HSE, they have got agreement now with the department to allow the 4 modular classrooms to be used now to accommodate the children that need to be accommodated now in September. And I think, first of all, I want to pay tribute to everyone involved in this journey. But I suppose my immediate thoughts are with the parents and the children. And I think it's been a stressful time for them. So today will be a huge relief for them. And I think what we need to do now going forward is we need to have a proper evaluation of the needs of the children going forward. And I think that will be done. The Minister is committed to doing this. If we all work together in a positive manner, it just shows what we can achieve. And I think this is evidence of that.
As you say, that's the relief of the stress now for the parents, but that long-term plan now is important, as there is a growing need for places for pupils who have special educational needs.
There's absolutely no doubt about that. There's a brand new state-of-the-art purpose-built school about to be opened in the next number of weeks. It's top class, and it's really good, but I suppose the numbers have really increased. And one imagines that in 2018 there were 73 pupils and now there's 133. So it's very obvious there's a growing need, and I think we'll need to, I suppose, look at the need going forward. But there's a lot of people in this area that are very genuine and want to find solutions to it. And I think that's what we need to do going forward. But it's important that we have the best facilities in place. So you know, I think that will happen, and I think it can happen. And maybe at times like this is something we can learn from going forward.
A man who killed a 9-year-old boy in a hit-and-run in Donegal has been jailed today for 5 years. 24-year-old Sergei Kelly of Upper Mullamore, County Sligo, pleaded guilty to dangerous driving, causing the death of Ronan Wilson from Kildress, County Tyrone, on September the 23rd, 2023, at Atlantic Way, Bundoran. He was found to be driving at twice the speed limit at the time of the collision. He's also been banned from driving for 20 years. According to RT News, the family of Ronan Wilson say they're devastated at the sentence handed down, labelling it truly pathetic. The fire service continued to battle a gorse fire in Kerrykeen. The blaze broke out this morning in the Gortcalley area. Fire service appliances from Milford, Letterkenny and Falkara are currently in attendance. A helicopter is also en route from Galway to provide assistance. There's concern the fire could spread as it is in close proximity to a forest. The high road in Kerrykeen remains closed to facilitate the movement of fire service vehicles. Motorists are advised to use the Glenvar Road as an alternative. The finance minister says Europe is united in its approach to tariffs. Pascal Donoghue was speaking after financial ministers met in Poland to discuss the latest developments. It comes as US stocks have fallen further amid continuing escalations in the trade war between it and China. Minister Pascal Donoghue says all European countries are on the same page.
We all agreed that it is very important to keep track of how the shifts that are taking place translates into economic sentiment, into activity, into prices, and we factor all of this into what it means for the euro area's policy mix. We're clear on where we stand within Europe. We remain united to a rules-based way of trading with each other.
It's emerged that Donegal received the joint lowest amount in the latest tranche of funding from the Tenant in Situ scheme. Cathaoirleach of the Inishowen Municipal District says in the middle of a housing crisis, allocating just €2 million to Donegal is disrespectful. Councillor Jack Murray is now calling on Donegal County Council to write to Housing Minister James Brown to express councillors' disgust at the low figure. He says the fact that other counties, much smaller in terms of population than Donegal, receive the same amount is unacceptable.
My colleague, Deputy Owen O'Brien, our housing spokesperson, submitted a parliamentary question to the Minister for Housing asking for a breakdown as to how much money has been allocated to each county for the Tenant in Situ scheme, a very important scheme, but I was outraged to see that Donegal County Council received €2 million. Now, that's the exact same. It's the joint lowest with other counties with much, much smaller populations than us. It's the same as Leitrim, which is a smaller population than Inishowen alone. It's the same as Sligo, Longford, Roscommon, counties that Donegal has multiples of in population. So I just want to know what Donegal County Council seems to be doing wrong. The Minister, they would treat us so disrespectfully. And in the middle of a housing crisis, when people are in impending eviction and they're crying out for Donegal County Council to buy their homes, We get a miserly sum compared to other counties of a similar population. I just don't think that's acceptable.
And we heard different representatives discussing the lengthy waiting list in the Tenant in Situ scheme. So surely this should be taken into account as well when the money is being allocated.
This should be a priority. And people are in crisis. People are facing eviction of the landlords looking to sell their home. There's very few council houses available for people to be allocated to. So the ideal situation is that rather than have this person evicted or his family evicted, that Donegal County Council could come in and buy that home and keep them in their home where they might have lived for a decade or more. But it just seems that the Minister for Housing or the government just isn't taking it seriously when it comes to Donegal. Counties that have a similar population to Donegal are getting many multiples of the money that we've received, and I just don't think it's acceptable. And I've asked Donegal County Council through the Inishowen Municipal District that we'd write to the Minister for Housing and express our disgust at this.
A man has been hospitalised following a crash in Carndonagh earlier today. The two-car collision occurred in the Mullins area at around 12:30 this afternoon. Gardaí say the man's injuries are non-life-threatening. The Taoiseach and Defence Minister says any vessel of interest that enters Irish waters is concerning. It's after a Russian intelligence ship spent 36 hours along the Irish coast before moving on this afternoon. Last November, a similar ship was spotted operating three drones in Irish-controlled waters. Simon Harris says unannounced activity happens from time to time, but the Irish Defence Forces are capable of monitoring it.
This is, of course, a cause of concern, and that is why Ireland works closely with partners in relation to the deployment of effective resources. The security of the state, I suppose, is a core business, is a business as usual from the Defence Forces' point of view.
A County Tyrone man has been jailed for non-recent child sexual abuse. 45-year-old David Hare from Artigarvan has been sentenced to 8 years. Eamon Torsney has more.
45-year-old David Hare has been sentenced at Dungannon Crown Court for one count of rape and two of indecent assault against a woman who was only 14 years old at the time of the abuse, which took place between 2000 and 2002. He's been sentenced to 8 years in prison, will be subject to a sexual offences protection order and will be on the sex offenders register indefinitely. Detective Chief Inspector Claire MacDonald described Hare as a calculated child abuser who convinced his victim for years that the abuse she suffered was her fault and that she would be blamed, silencing her through coercion, manipulation and threats. DCI MacDonald has praised the victim for coming forward.
A man's been arrested in relation to an assault in Derry last night. It follows an incident in the Water Street area shortly before 10:30, during which a man was attacked with a blade. Donal Kavanagh reports.
At approximately 10:25 last night, police received a report that a man aged in his 20s had been assaulted and was injured in the Water Street area of the city centre. It's understood there was an altercation between two men before the suspect produced a blade and caused injuries to the victim's face. A member of the public removed the knife from the suspect, who then made off on foot, causing damage to a nearby parked car and assaulting two other men as he made his way through the city centre. Police detained the suspect, a 20-year-old man, in the Strand Road area. He was arrested on suspicion of a number of offences, including wounding with intent to do grievous bodily harm, common assault and criminal damage. Police are urging any witnesses or anyone with relevant information to contact them.
Ishgairn is not ruling out restrictions on water supplies in Remelton, Milford and Kerrykeel as it reiterates its appeal to customers to conserve water as much as possible. The utility says recent dry weather conditions in these areas have resulted in record low water levels in the area's water source. The utility's Northwest Regional Operations Manager, Anthony Skeffington, says average rainfall since September has been down and that's creating problems.
We've had recent dry weather in these areas and that has resulted in very low lake levels at Milford. Loch Colibkill is the source there. If we look at rainfall records from, say, September onwards up until now, we've got about 65% of the long-term average rainfall, and we need that rainfall. We usually get 100% up around the long-term average over that period, and we haven't got that this year. Our lake level there is at record low levels, so we're asking customers to be mindful of their usage, allow supply to catch up. As regards restrictions to that, you know, we will consider them over the next while, but what we're asking immediately is just for people to be mindful of their water usage and that. And if they do spot any leaks, to report them into ourselves, even if they're on their own property or they're out on the public roads or whatever. During dry period, you know, leaks come to the surface more so than in wet weather.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking a full range of Donegal jerseys and leisure wear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll begin with soccer. It's a busy night on the SSE Air Trusty League front. Fin Harps are seeking to extend their unbeaten run in the First Division to 4 games as they make their way to Ferry Carrig Park to face Wexford. The hosts are also coming into the contest in good form as they have picked up wins in their last 2 games against Cove and Longford. Former Harps captain Declan Boyle says Kevin McHugh's side will be looking to continue building their positive momentum tonight.
And the players have responded in a positive manner, and results as well have shown that, you know. But loads of work to be doing, obviously, and Kevin knows that better than anybody else. But yeah, listen, last weekend obviously they drew with Longford, so a big trip to Wexford, who are going reasonably well there, and so that'll be a hard game for them away from home. But yeah, it's probably one that him and his team are looking forward to.
In other First Division games, it's first against third as leaders Dundalk host Cove Ramblers. Bottom side Kerry are at home to Athlone Town and Treaty United go to Bray Wanderers. In the Premier Division, Derry City will look to move up the table as they go head-to-head with league leaders Drogheda United at the Ryan McBride Brandywell. Defending champion Shelburne take on Bohemians in a North Dublin derby at Toka Park, and Cork City take on St Patrick's Athletic at Turner's Cross. All those games get underway at 7:45, while at 8 o'clock Shamrock Rovers welcome Waterford to Tallaght Stadium. In local soccer, two fixtures are listed for this evening. Castlefin Celtic face Dromahal in the Old Orchard in Saturday Division 2, while in the Brian McCormick Sports Premier Division, newly crowned champions Letterkenny Rovers are at home to Kilmacrenan Celtic. It was a big afternoon for St Columba's College as they defeated Colleagues Dun and Rhee of Kingscourt in the FAI School's first-year girls Ulster Cup final for large schools. The game finished 0-0 after normal time, with the Stranorlar School getting the winner in the first half of extra time through joint captain Megan Doherty. Doherty lifted the trophy alongside Kate McMenamin as the school now progressed to the FAI National Cup semi-finals, where they will take on Kilkenny Loretto. Mohamed Salah is set to stay at Liverpool after signing a new deal that will keep him at the club until 2027. The contract will take the Egyptian to a 10-year stint with the club after joining from Roma in 2017. Salah has bagged 32 goals in just 45 appearances in all competitions this season, 27 of which have come in the Premier League, making him the division's leading scorer. He says he's excited about what's to come with the league leaders.
We have a great team now. And before also we have a great team, but I'm assigned because I think we have a chance to win another trophies and enjoy my football.
Well, Liverpool boss Arne Slot says sporting director Richard Hughes should take a lot of credit for getting the deal done.
Maybe for the fans it was a pleasant surprise. I knew it a bit longer, of course, that things were heading in the right direction. And I think it's also a big compliment for Richard that he achieved to extend Mo Salah, who is such a great player, as a free agent, can go probably to every club in the world wherever he wants to. But he stayed at our club.
In golf, Shane Lowry and Rory McIlroy are back out on course on day two of the Masters. They both sit on one under midway through their respective front nines. Justin Rose is still the player to catch at Augusta with a two-shot lead on 8 under. Moving on to Gaelic games, there's action this evening in the Donegal Hurling League. McCools meet Iriua Ballyshannon. St Eunan's take on Bird. Carndonagh are at home to Setanta and Buncrana meet Dunloe. The Donegal Hurlers make the trip to Owen Beg tomorrow to take on Derry in the first round of the Christy Ring Cup. Derry were comfortable winners over Donegal in their recent league meeting, but Donegal manager Mickey McCann knows that if they are at their best, it can be a much tighter game.
I think, look, if we can hit the levels and that we can, you know, as we showed through that league, we can compete with anybody, you know. If we're a below par, Derry could steamroll us again. I think if we're at our very best, we can bring that game down the stretch, you know, and just up things in defence and be more clinical up front and just keep the scoreboard ticking over for ourselves. You know, we didn't really put no scoreboard pressure on them the last day. If we're off it, actually, they have the ability to do the same to us again. But I think if we turn up, which I think we will this time, that'll be a lot tougher and tighter game.
That will be our feature game on Saturday Sport, and we'll have live updates from the 3 o'clock throw-in with Chris Ashmore. Before that, at 2 o'clock, Tyrone are away to Wicklow. On Sunday, the Ulster Senior Football Championship takes centre stage with the quarter-final meeting of Tyrone and Cavan. Finally, in rugby, Munster have made two changes for tomorrow's trip to Bordeaux in the quarterfinals of the Investec Champions Cup. Alex Nankivell returns in midfield after successfully appealing against his two-week suspension, and he replaces Sean O'Brien. The other switch is enforced with Josh Witcherly coming into the front row for the injured Jeremy Loughman. Joey Carberry is unavailable for the host this weekend, having come off early in the second half last weekend against Ulster. And Leinster's bid for a fifth title continues when they welcome URC champions Glasgow to the Aviva Stadium tonight for an 8 p.m. kickoff. That is all your sport for this evening. We're back with more on Saturday Sport tomorrow afternoon. Back to you, Michaela.
Thanks, Mark. And returning to some news, almost 8,000 motorists were banned from Irish roads last year. The disqualifications were applied for various offences, including drink and drug driving, to excess penalty points. New figures from the Department of Transport revealed just 7% of banned motorists surrendered their driving licences. Of 227 disqualified drivers in Donegal, 18 handed back their licences, a rate of 8%, 1 point above the national average. The government has confirmed a dietitian will review the nutritional standards of hot meals provided to schools. A further 713 primary schools have been added to the Hot School Meals programme from today, 12 of them in Donegal. It brings the total number of schools in receipt of hot meals to almost 3,000. However, concerns have been raised by some teachers about the quality of food being provided. Minister for Social Protection, Derek Leary, says he wants to ensure the food has a high nutritional value.
I have asked the Department of Health to conduct a review of nutrition standards, and we in the Department of Social Protection are funding a dietitian to do that review so that we can address the concerns that are there around nutrition and ensure that the standards are as high as possible.
Weather now, warm and sunny this evening. Dry and mostly clear tonight, but with some patches of mist and fog. Lowest temperatures of 2 to 6 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. It's a huge day for the parents of Little Angel School in Letterkenny as a resolution to capacity issues at the new school has been found. Up to 10 pupils were told that they wouldn't have a place at the new state-of-the-art building come September as it was too small. A man who killed a nine-year-old boy in a hit-and-run in Donegal has been jailed for 5 years today. 24-year-old Sergei Kelly of Upper Mullamore, County Sligo, pleaded guilty to dangerous driving causing the death of Ronan Wilson from Kildress, County Tyrone on September 23, 2023 at Atlantic Way, Bundoran. The fire service continue this evening to battle a gorse fire in Kerrykeel. The blaze broke out this morning in the Gortcali area. And it's emerged that Donegal received the joint lowest amount in the latest tranche of funding from the Tenant in Situ scheme. Cathaoirleach of the Inishowen Municipal District, Councillor Jack Murray, says in the middle of a housing crisis, allocating just €2 million to Donegal is disrespectful. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Coming up next is Nuacht with Colm Ferter. Good evening.
Jim Ratashev, Colm Ferter and Sean O'Neill, Skelty. Tamwinu in ura dolua shikids at 300 euro, lebranu ar forest negilige le doling leklish and gear kim winihe. August na kerihe a fulgriu a tus na blianum, lua art gates a archeg mili euro. Tagan an ogurt shaw in anion, elev, gonyanfi omlan na kerihe jontihe an arish a ash ompu. August Sokru a yenev le structure mwini ha forest negeliga aliasu, major le reches conur negeliga in yen. Neil played janta erin hour ega level an udarish, structure mwini ha an orish aliasu, August Tigter nahuali gesht, leshen figure shakehids a troha mili euro, ak ikiokt ein ura, major leshen reches heave conur negeliga in yen. Tas game scholarucht a fihe fihe sakuig coirleach an de hunan nall obert agus te eirithis an glacu anish egan coirleach fuin game scholarucht a gudji jaloon begshaw cattle lad jeg de mi ebrin aga cuig a clug ta forum eirithis agus tellu olish foil heave the hudge coirleach an de hunan nall ta fihe scholarucht lebranu galti edger 3 billion a jeg agus 6 billion a jeg de ish a fuin game. Cahitu ve de honi honi gunanal nag frastal skull in nunanal, leve I digil, scholarct a winch a fringe scheme. Ta scheme takiacta nua con gelliger gelliger ihe de onage kyol pobble fogarha con wenu de 1 million euro a curr foil de onage kyol pobble baga fodna chira, es fejal a honage jontus suus le kuig mila jaga oil. Agus a clúda hísin costas a winnin le himachtí ceol bio a ráctal. Agus tá cog an chóirleor am idirthas géalaige agus géalteachta ag arcu áfige idirthas bonscola agus tá gaholas ag an síomh cog bonc IE. Agus tá cáiste áran scoil agus faras na géalaige inné áran scoil a sheolú an seart an seo thart. Canyol nua YouTube ta I gisht at hana aquan luchwar la hai kiol tradition ta a chagasg a monskolta ha agus and skolta ha darna level mar in. Shimahud sh illegulier slanag.
The obituary notice says for this Friday evening, April the 11th. The death has occurred of Ina Jacob, Clunmas, Dunfanaghy, Donegal. Her remains will be reposing at the home of her granddaughter Caroline and John Freel, Clunmas, Dunfanaghy, from 6 o'clock this evening. Wake private for family, neighbours and close friends. Funeral service in St John's Church, Ballymore, on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or James Harkin, funeral director. The death has taken place of Elizabeth, Betty Gallagher, Art Naree, Remelton, reposing at her home from 6 o'clock this evening. House private, please. Funeral service on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock in Remelton Presbyterian Church, followed by burial in Banks Cemetery. The death has occurred in his 103rd year of Paddy Ferry, Coolvoy, Duhery and McCluskey Crescent, Glentys. Paddy's remains are reposing overnight at St Connell's Church, Glentys. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Jared Rocky Mulrine of Nakira Rafo. His remains are reposing at his family home. Wake today until rosary at 9 o'clock. Funeral leaving from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Junan's Church, Rafo, followed by burial in the old graveyard in Convoy. Family Flowers only pleased donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Terence McClintock, funeral director. And the death has taken place of Anthony Callan, 23, Dr McGinley Road, Letterkenny, reposing at his late residence. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St Junan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, with burial afterwards in Cornwall Cemetery. Mass can be viewed on stjunanscathedral.ie. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.